Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Made some bruschetta and had the sea salt crackers. They have a bunch of different
really
kinds. Yeah, Brewer's Crackers is the name of the company. You can find them in a couple places in Connecticut. I think, where did I find it? There's one like the meat center and... Yeah, Avon Prime Meats sells them.
Oh, so they've got them. Okay.
Yeah, you probably go over there. It's a really fascinating sort of backstory of these crackers, and that's why we want to talk about it with Kyle Fiasconero from Brewer's Crackers. Kyle, good morning. Did I butcher the last name, or did I get it okay?
You close. Fiasconero.
Fiasconero. Oh, that's musical, man.
And so, first of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, guys.
So, in terms of the crackers, can you just talk about what you do in the process the genesis of this concept?
Sure. So at Brewer's Crackers, basically we are an upcycled food company whose goal is to reduce food waste in the craft brewing industry.
Okay.
So what we do is pick up malted barley and wheat that brewers use to make beer.
Mm-hmm.
They boil grain like barley and wheat in water to extract sugar and starch, and they make beer with that liquid.
Yes.
We pick up the thousands of pounds of grain that's left over, and instead of throwing it away and having it end up in landfills,
yeah,
we turn it into crackers and chips.
Theoretically, could you use it for cattle feed, stuff like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Lots of farms do that. Lots of breweries do that. But with the growth of the craft beer industry, there's a brewery on every corner,
right,
and in cities also.
So,
it's harder and harder farmers to get the grain where it needs to go.
Well, so Kyle, let me ask you, because in Connecticut, we have a lot. I mean, the craft brew craze is everywhere, but we have some good ones. You know, New Park, Fox Farm are two of my favorites. What do you just go to them and sort of cold call them and ask what they do with it? And do they, because they usually have to pay to get rid of it, right? So you're helping them too.
Absolutely, yeah. So every brewery, when they open a brewery, a huge part of that is figuring out what they're going to do with the hundreds of thousands of grain they're going to have every year.
Right.
They pay a service to come. Usually they put it in a dumpster. It hangs out for, a day or two. They come. They take the grain away.
Okay.
They charge them $50-$100 every time it comes away. But that's every day.
Oh,
add up to be a lot of money.
Kind of question I have in here, listen.
Oh, that was good.
That's pretty crunchy, isn't it? Yeah. And it tastes good, too. Does it vary from brewery to brewery? Because each one has its own little formula as to what they're going to do and their proportions. Is it hard to maintain consistency, or can you do it?
Good question.
Yeah, you can definitely do it. Thing about these breweries, I'm not a brewer background. I'm a cook. I'm a chef.
Well, that's fine. It shows.
Right. So brewers use a lot of the same grain. To build their beers.
Right.
They call them base malt. So typically, a lot of times, not always, a brewer can use 85-90% of one specific grain that another brewer uses also. And then it comes down to the specialty grains that you use to build flavor, to build color. And then even on top of that, they add different hops. Fermenting.
Yeah,
and they do a lot of different things afterwards.
Okay.
So, big picture, consistency is not too much of a problem.
Okay.
And I usually get all of my grain from the same place.
Okay.
And so, you know, when people talk about like food waste, it's not, the stuff is clean. I mean, it's not like it's.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
And,
sure.
But I'm curious about after the brewing process, what about the nutritional value of the grain? How is it sort of altered through that process when it gets to you?
Right. So the brewers, what they really want from that grain is sugar. But they want sugar that tastes good. So they take that roasted barley, they boil it. A lot of that sugar is then extracted from the grain.
Mm-hmm.
So the grain becomes lower in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of fiber being taken away from the grain, like common white flour, we keep all of that fiber. So we have less sugar, more fiber.
Oh.
And because brewers use a specific type of grain called malted barley, malted is super simple. Sometimes it's a scary word, but it just means sprouted and roasted. So we're using a sprouted grain, too, so it becomes more digestible by your body.
So there's fiber in this cracker?
Yeah, 3 grams, according to the sea salt box.
Oh, wow. Hey, Kyle, how do you, when you get into the manufacturing process, I mean, you know, it's a startup, essentially. Have you guys, like, established, like, a routine? Do you have the equipment to do it? How do you do it?
Yeah, so we... I started making them, no manufacturing background at all.
Mm-hmm.
I started with a KitchenAid pasta roller in the back of my cousin's sandwich shop.
Yeah.
So I used to make the crackers on a pasta machine, 2 cases a night after work. And now we bake almost every single day. We make about 1,000 cases a day.
So are you? You're in Connecticut. Like, talk about the business. First of all, is the business profitable yet or no?
Yeah. Paying my bills.
Nice.
That's a good thing.
And where can we find it in Connecticut? And again, it's not just sea salt crackers. There's like a graham cracker too.
Oh.
And what else is it, Kyle?
I make chips also.
God,
pita chips.
Good.
Yeah.
So where in Connecticut?
I got a rosemary pita chip and a sea salt pita chip also. Those are brand new.
Nice.
Super tasty.
So where in Connecticut can people, do you have a, I don't know if you have an offhand of like where people can get it.
Oh, it's all in the steel trap. You can find them at Avon Prime Meats, like you said.
Right.
You can get them, the Glastonbury Whole Foods, the Greenwich Whole Foods, all the Whole Foods in Connecticut, actually.
How do you get a contract? Like,
yeah, it's hard to get them.
You know, because I used to do, back when Chobani started, I did a story with Hamdi Ulukaya about how hard it was to get real estate in the refrigerator aisle,
and
it's a knockdown, drag them out battle
slot
just to get something. And so, how do you go after a giant like that and get on the shelf?
It sounds counterintuitive, but I think the best way to get into stores like that is to not try to get into stores like that.
Oh,
just put my head down and sell to all the people that aren't those stores. And if you're doing your job right and the product is good enough, it'll happen. They'll
Playing hard to get.
I like that.
It sounds crazy, but it works.
Well, and so in other words, if you're in a store and you don't see it, then you could ask for it, do a product request. Maybe they'd be coming to you.
Right.
I mean, for me, like, the reason why I gravitate toward it is I don't have an entrepreneurial bone in my body, right? I mean,
Nor do I.
I would be I'd be scared to start a lemonade business on the corner. So I like the startup concept, and I like the whole concept of, like, taking something that's already been used.
I love this.
That isn't actually, it isn't trash. You know what I mean? It's like, it's something that's food.
And
it's
can
actually
be useful.
And it tastes good. Most stuff that when you have this story, it doesn't taste very good. So I thought it was very good. Can we stop eating on the microphone?
Great.
He's just killing me. Kyle, listen, we appreciate the time. And is there anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah.
Just stay on the lookout. We're going to make lots of stuff. We have the crackers, the chips. Hope to do bread sticks.
Oh, man.
Maybe cereal one day. So the more of the stuff we can use, the more we can fight food waste.
That's pretty good. Good thinking. All right. What's the name of the product again so everybody will know and ask for it?
Brewers, crackers, and chips.
Okay.
All right, Kyle Fiasconero.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we appreciate the time. Have a great day. And it's legit. I mean, again, and we are not paid endorsers.
No.
I just thought, you know, since there's such a beer craze, right? And then
there's
just
all
to
this
get
product.
This kind of tributary business was pretty cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.